Track two, Neil's take.
As I'm sure you know, I have many times in the past readily admitted to being a grumpy old man. So I'm grateful to a couple of friends for joining me in a good whinge the other day. They are a similar vintage to me, and one of our issues was that as we get older, why are we so readily labelled grumpy old men and women? We're doing no more than venting issues that annoy us. Young people do that too, don't they? Think about it. Not many of us wise old birds join in such things as protest marches, but younger folk put a change of underwear in their rucksacks and head for the revolution. They certainly seem grumpy about something. Actually, I'm not sure about the spare underwear. Admittedly, we more mature citizens do protest if there's a threat to concrete over the village green or stick a phone mast up in the churchyard. Having said that, I must admit I do find myself wondering if I get irritable about things more than I used to. I do moan about frustrations such as long queues at tills, and I wanted to watch a new DVD the other day. I got quite animated trying to extract it from that wretched cellophane packing. And tell me, why do joggers run in the road when there's a wide, empty pavement? Fancy whinging about that, Mrs. Haverson exclaims. You really are getting a grumpy old man. What's grumpy about that? I'm just expressing an opinion in my small way. I'm only waving a placard. Remember when you were young and wanted to change the world? You could see where it was all going wrong and knew all the answers. In those long nights at the pub, where a glass of cheap cider lasted all evening, you and your fellow rebels hatched plans to set society straight. Well, when you're in your teens and twenties, that's the right time to have all those utopian ideals. The aspirations of an equal society, where those wretched capitalists are forced to live in a two-up, two-down, and share their money with fellow man. You have youth, motivation, and energy on your side. Admittedly, you have no money, but that's good. Don't want to be accused of being materialistic. Then you meet someone and form a relationship. Maybe get married and have children. Suddenly priorities change. Can't make the rebellion today. Got to do some overtime to pay the mortgage and buy the children some new shoes. You become aware that society you railed against is actually providing you with a job. That's how you've managed to scrape together enough for a big telly and a week in Benidorm. And just look at those youngsters marching through the middle of town protesting about government cuts. What do they know? Your children tell you to cut them some slack. They have as much right to voice an opinion as you. Before you know it, you're being accused of being grumpy and intolerant. But now it's not always the injustices that get your goat. It's all the little things. Fortnightly bin collections. Extended coverage of Wimbledon, so you're stuck with an hour of tennis before EastEnders. And not knowing what to stamp to put on an envelope, thanks to Royal Mail's complicated letter pricing. Those long nights in the pub putting the world to rights have become a can of lager from the fridge and a game of Scrabble. You wouldn't dream of dossing down on a mate's floor, and your stomach turns at the thought of making coffee in one of those dirty mugs using tinned milk. Immigration, the cost of living, yeah, they're real problems. But what time's the football on?
Well, thank you, Neil. We all need a good whinge from time to time, don't we? Whatever age we are. At least it shows that we're engaged with the world around us, which has to be a good thing. So never knock grumpiness is my motto.